Hagodin Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Yisrael, Tavshin Ayin Tes. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha about the mitzvah of Shabbos. We have a mitzvah to keep Shabbos and not perform any malacha on Shabbos. Two different responsibilities, two different requirements, two different liabilities. One is to keep Shabbos, and the other is the prohibition of not doing malacha on Shabbos. And the prohibition of not doing malacha on Shabbos, as we know, extends not only to us, but extends to our animals as well. As the Torah tells us in Parachav, Pasuk Tes, L'sasakom malacha, you're not allowed to do any work, and that includes your animal. In the prohibition of the animal doing work on Shabbos, we know that there is an iser called mechamer. There is a prohibition. One is not allowed to lead their animal on Shabbos when it is plowing. This lav, or this prohibition of doing mechamer or not doing mechamer on Shabbos, is not something that a person gets chattas for. If he does it b'shogeg, if he does it accidentally, he doesn't have to bring a karban chattas. But then there are other malachas, there are other things that are attributed to a person when doing a malacha with an animal, where a person would have to bring a karban chattas on Shabbos if he did it b'shogeg. And what is that? That is chayrish. Chayrish means to plow. In other words, if a person puts a yoke on top of the animal, and the animal, as a result, plows, a person will be chayav achiyav chattas on Shabbos. The Ramban asks in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kufnun Gimel Amid Beis, how is it possible that plowing can qualify as a full-fledged malacha? Isn't the animal doing the work, not the person? In other words, why doesn't every act of plowing fall into this lighter category of Shavisas Behemtai or Mechamer? We just got through saying that Mechamer means that if I cause the animal to walk, I lead the animal, that's prohibited on Shabbos, but it's not as strict as plowing. What is the difference, asked the Ramban. And the Ramban's answer is not only relevant to our understanding of Hilchos Shabbos, but we can also enrich our understanding of the concept of accepting Malchus Shamayim, the yoke of heaven. The Ramban says that when it comes to plowing, since the farmer has put the yoke, the ol, onto the animal, he makes it totally subservient to the master. Therefore, all the work that it performs is attributed to the master. Mechamer, however, is different. The animal is not constrained by the yoke, and therefore retains a certain degree of its own volition. When the animal accepts the yoke, it becomes completely nullified to its master, to the extent that the plowing is considered the master's action, not the animal's. When we speak of being mekabel ol malchus shamayim, when a person has to accept upon himself the yoke of heaven, this is the level that we're talking about. Accepting the yoke of heaven, the ol malchus shamayim, has to be to the extent where we completely melt into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's identity. In Torah study, this means that someone who completely gives himself over to Torah study without asking any questions, as when will I fit my learning in? Somebody who is mekabel, the ol malchus shamayim, his next question is, how do I fit in other areas of life? The Talmud Eliyahu says an incident with Eliyahu HaNavi, he brings an incident with Eliyahu HaNavi that corroborates this analogy. Eliyahu HaNavi writes that a person came to him who was not knowledgeable, and I'm a Oretz. He said, I learned Torah and I enjoy it, but I'm waiting for the Torah to come to me. Eliyahu HaNavi replied, a person only merits Torah when he gives himself over to it for the honor of heaven, like an ox hitched to a plow. Real Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim means fully giving ourselves over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we will do that, we will be zaycha not only to accept the Shabbos, but we will also be able to really accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. A good Shabbos to everybody.